بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أنهم ذبحوا شاة فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما بقي منها؟ قالت ما بقي منها إلا كتفها. قال بقي كلها غير كتفها. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. وقال حديث صحيح. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها نريد the Sahaba, they had slaughtered a sheep. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, how much of it is left? So Sahaba slaughtered this sheep, obviously they skinned it, and then they chopped it into pieces, and they began distributing it. So after distribution, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, how much is still left? So Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha replied, مَا بَقِيَ مِنْهَا إِلَّا كَتِفُهَا. The only portion that is left is its shoulder. The one shoulder still needed to be distributed. It was still by them. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, بَقِيَ كُلُّهَا غَيْرُ كَتِفِهَا. All of it is left except its shoulder. The meaning of this is, all the other portions of the animal was distributed, given in the path of Allah. So the reward for that has been ascertained and fixed. That is baqi. That is what we have got and achieved. Besides the reward for the one shoulder that is still left to be distributed. So in this hadith, we are encouraged to spend in sadaqah. This animal that is slaughtered, distributed, and everything was given in sadaqah, but the sadaqah beside the shoulder, they were still going to find a person to give the shoulder to. So Rasulullah explains to them that while the shoulder portion was with them, it is not going to benefit them in the manner in which the others has benefited by, which was given in sadaqah. The reward for this one hasn't been achieved as yet. The other parts of the animal, the reward for it has already been fixed for them in the hereafter. So that is the meaning of baqiya kulluha. All of it is left, meaning it is fixed for reward. غَيْرُ كَتِفِهَا, beside the shoulder. And therefore again from this hadith, we are encouraged to give sadaqah, whether it is an animal that we slaughter, pieces of the animal, each piece we are giving, we are getting reward for it. One Asma binti Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, قالت قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا توكي فيوكى عليك. وفي رواية أنفقي أو انفحي أو انضحي ولا تحسي فيحسي الله عليك ولا توعي فيوعي الله عليك متفق عليه. The Asma, the daughter of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, says Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, do not withhold wealth, otherwise it will be withheld from you. In other words, spend in the path of Allah, and Allah will give you plentiful. But if you are not going to spend in the path of Allah, Allah will not give you. Another narration says, spend or give out or give away. Do not withhold by counting your wealth. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala will withhold His treasures from you. Do not withhold and keep back wealth, or Allah will withhold it from you. Again, this command not to count our wealth, not to hoard our wealth, not to just amass wealth, but we should also spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like one hadith, Rasulullah told Bilal radiallahu anhu, anfiq ya Bilal, spend. وَلَا تَخْشِ مِنْ ذِي الْعَرْشِ إِقْلَالًا. Don't think by you spending, you will get less, because the person of the arsh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will not make you suffer poverty. Allah ta'ala will give you plentiful. أَنْفِقِي أَوِنْفَحِي أَوِنْضَحِي. Give in the path of Allah. Do not withhold. Otherwise, if you're going to withhold, you're going to be miserly, and the person is begging and he's genuine and he requires something, then when you will be begging from Allah, Allah will not give you. الله تعالى يوفقك وتوفقك لداية منك عمل وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحان الله سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت.